Bonin oi mi boiler lechalik. Don't say bonin, need the word oi to mechalik. Rashi lechalik to leiteima, don't say ene chai vat shiipol shom shor vachamar biyachad. Without the word oi, I would say you only chai if a shor and a chamar together fall into your bor. But if just the shor falls in, maybe a potter. That's why the word shor oi chamar, either one you chai for. For Reb Yehuda, why doesn't he say the word oi is lechalik? Why does he say oi is lerabbi's kelim? Because Reb Yehuda says lechalik, mi v'nofal nafka, it says loshin yochid. V'nofal shoma, mashma one. For Rabbanin say no, that's not a pshat. Because v'nofal tuba mashma. V'nofal could mean a lot. It doesn't have to only mean one, it could mean a lot. So therefore, since that's the machloik, he says v'nofal is loshin yochid, or v'nofal could even mean tuba also. Yeah, tuba mashma. Tuba mashma. Right. For the more aimer, let's say like this. V'nofal klal. Torah starts off in the parasha of a boar. That's v'nofal, which is mashma. Anything that falls into your boar, you'll be chayy for it. Then the Torah says, shor v'chamor, let's say that's a prat. See, if so, it should be klal or prat. And then we dash in ain b'chlal ala mashma prat. We only have in the klal what it says in the prat. So then we should dash in shor v'chamor in, midiachrin alay. Maybe only chayv if a shor or a chamor falls into your boar. But if something else falls into the boar or hurts himself there, maybe it should be potter. Why don't we say it's a klal or prat? Tamar says, Amri, Bal Habor Yishalem, Chazer a klal. At the end it says again, Bal Habor Yishalem, that's a klal. Now it has a loch of a klal, a prat a klal, therefore it's chayv and everything. Klal or prat a klal. So, Iyata dana la kena prat. Now we dash in anything like a shor and a chamor. Therefore, Maha prat mefurish balichayim, af kol balichayim. And so, any type of a balichayim, yichayv. Fred Gemara, ima prat mefurish dovo, shenevelosoi mitama b'magav amasa. But maybe no, if you're learning out, it has to be doimah to the prat of a shor and a chamor, maybe only something like a shor and a chamor. That when it dies, it has tumas nevela on it. And therefore, you touch the nevela, or you carry the nevela, you tame. That dovo, shenevelosoi mitama b'magav amasa. Either by touching it, or again by carrying it. But maybe birds would be different. By a bird, the nevela, if you touch a nevela of a bird, you're not tamei. By a oif, the terrorist chiddush is only if you eat it. You have to swallow on the base of liya, then you become tamei. But if you just touch a dead oif, or you carry it, you're not tamei. So maybe if an oif falls into the burr and kills himself, maybe it should be pata. More no, and came if so, nichta rachmona chat prata. The Torah just should have said one prat. Just instead of shor or a chamor. Not two. For the Gemara, hai nichtav. Which one of the two should have written? Hai nichtav. Which one do you want to say it should say? It should have said. That you said to Kasha, that should have said two. Ekos of shor. If it would have said just a shor, have a mina, then I would have thought to say, korav legabi mizbechin. Only an animal like a behemoth that's fit to be brought for a korban. Such a type of a behemoth, if it falls into the boar, then you chayy for it. But shein korv lagabim mizbeach, let's say chayis, that cannot be brought for a korban, maybe a boar is potter on. So therefore, it can't just write shor. So what's the question? Because of rachamon a chamor. The question is, let the Torah just say the word chamor. If it would say chamor, I know a donkey cannot be fit for the mizbeach, and still you chayy. So let the Torah just say the word chamor. What do I have to have the word shor for? No, if it would have just said the word chamor, have a mean, I would have thought to say, kodesh bechorin. A chamor, a koparim has a chumra to it, that it has a kedushas bechor. There's a petah chamor. The first chamor that's brought, you have to bring a petah chamor. You have to take a seh, and make a chalip, and instead like zeh tachazem, that's called a petah chamor, that you have to bring it for korban. So even a chamor has some type of a kedusha to it, that you have to make a petah chamor. So only such animals may be fall into the bor yichayiv, but shein kodesh bebechoru all other chayis that do not have any kedushas bechoru on it, maybe loy, maybe if they fall into the bor, maybe be potter. That's what the Torah say clearly, both shor and chamor. But akol ponim akasher is if so. Let's say only a dover shenevelosa metama. Let's say only if something falls into the bor that if when it dies, whoever touches the nevela, the dead body of it, becomes tamei. Mashenkin a knife. Oifite, that if you touch a dead oif, you don't become tamei. Maybe if an oif falls into the boar, maybe a potter. How do I know that if an oif of a bird falls into the boat that you're still chayiv? So it says like this, El around Omakro. The Pasuk says, V'hameis yieloi. That when it falls into the boar, the Torah says the mace belongs to you. So darshin kol dvar misa. Anything that could die in the boar, you're chayiv for. It doesn't make a difference whether it's a behemoth, whether it's a knife. As long as it falls into the boar and dies in the boar, l'maisi yachai for it. Yeah. Talmud says, Bein the Rabbonin, to come a mite to lehu lekelim, where according to the Rabbonin's pshat, that they say, the Torah says, Shor oichamor, so shor means shor v'lo yodam, if a man falls into the boar, yipota, and chamor means chamor v'lo kelim. That if kelim fall into a boar, yipota. That's the Rabbonin shita. Obeying the Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Kamar Belula Kalim, that he says, no, the Pasuk says, Shoi Oy Chamor, so he comes to teach me that even a Kalim is also Chayiv. If a Kli, if a pot, a plate falls into the boar and breaks, you have to pay for it. So Marat Akasha, Kalim B'nai Misaninu, is Kalim Shayach to give it a shame B'nai Misa? Are they called B'nai Misa, Grashas of Itzmiya? For Lomali Kurolim Etinul Rabbonin, what do we need a pasuk to say a potter? Or else Rabbi Yehuda, Eichim Asu Abinu, Holekarina Buva Mesi Yelai. The Torah says by the Pasha of Bor, that when something falls into the Bor, so the Torah says, you keep the mace. Mashmi, it dies in your Bor, and you keep it. So it has to be something that's possible to die. So Pshita, the Torah is not talking about Kalim utensils. Because when a cleave falls in, it's not called dying. They're not B'nai Misaninu. So from this pasuk alone, I should know the Torah is not talking about Kalim. So what do I need? Miyutim and Ribuyim. It's Pshita, the Torah's not talking about it. Someone says, no, Amri, I'll tell you, that's not Akasha. Shvirosan Zui Misosan. When a Kli breaks, that's called its death. Like Enechnami, alive things means it's usable. If it's dead, it's dead, you can't use it. So Kli also, you have a glass. When the glass breaks, that's called its dead. That could also go into the pasuk of Hameis Yeloi, means the broken pieces of the glass you keep, and you have to pay for the rest. Rashi says, Shvirosan Zui Misosan. Hilkach Mirabonin. Also, Chamol Matinu. We need a special pasuk to say Yipater and Kalim. Hoyu v'lav misa mamishi, because it's not a real misa. For shor lemute adam, sheinam min behema. And I also need the lashon of shor, which dashens v'lo yodam. Because the Torah says yoni chayde for shor means animals fall into the boar and die. But not an adam. If a man falls into the boar and dies, Yipater. And because Rachmoni, that's how we dashen now. For the moral of Rav, according to Rav Shita, the Yoma that says Bor Shechay ve'olav Torah lahav olav lelechavotoi. Rav says when you dig a bor b'rishus a rabin, so the terrorist says if somebody gets hurt there, you have to pay for it. So Rav learns that you're not chay for the smack he got on the floor, because the floor doesn't belong to you. The floor is karak olam, it's rishus a rabin. You're chay because you made the bare air there. You made hevel. When you dug a bor, you made the ditch down. The hevel smells. They're hevel. So that's the damage of bor. So the Gemara, according to Rav, it says the reason why you chayiv for the mazik of bor is because the bad air affects the animal to die there, to get hurt there. He says, you only chayiv because of your hevel. So the question is now, bein the Rabbon and bein the Rabbi Yehuda, kelim b'nei havolaninu. What does bad air have to do with a kli? Bishleima, when an animal falls into a bor, so we say if he goes in head first and his nose goes in first, and he starts to smell the stuffy air there, so that gets him all shook up, and he loses his brains, and he gets paralyzed, and he falls in and hurts himself. So we say the ear is what caused him to get hurt. So then you can hear Yechayim for your ear. Mashenkin by Kalim, what does Kalim help though? Kalim, the Chur ear, doesn't affect the Kli. It does nothing to a Kli. So according to Rav, that you put there on Karkoilam, Luchur, what breaks a Kli is only the bang on the bottom, it's only the smack, the ground on the bottom. And Rav says, for that you always put there. Tamar says, no, I'll tell you, Amri v'chadati. Rashi says, chadoshim, means a new kli, the mifka mehavla, that the bad air can affect it. Mashma, new kli, it's not so strong yet, and therefore, somehow, when it falls in and the bad, stuffy air there goes into the kli, it could also make the kli weak a little bit, and because that it will die, whatever this means, or break. But Kopon, even according to Rav, prices by Kalim is only tzati b'chayiv for new Kalim. New Kalim, brand new Kalim, it's not completely strong yet, then it's a smart to say that the Hevel would affect it. Now the Gemara asks, Hai vi ha-meisi yaloi, mi boda l'kir rov, l'kir ha-meisi yaloi, we need for rov this pshat. The Yoma, that's, the Yoma rov says, shor psuli ha-mikdoshim, shenofu l'bor, potah. And he says a chiddush of a shor that's a psumi on mikdash, and there was a korban about, it came about mum, and you paid it, it falls into the bor now, is the bala bor's potter. Shinam, the pasuk says, v'amesi yaloi, that we dash him b'misha mesh aloi, it means something that the owner of the bor, whoever it is, can keep the mace. But yotzeh zeh goes out such a shor, shein ha-mesh aloi, that the lochur is you're not allowed to give it to your caliph. A psumi on mikdash was only a heta to eat it, and not to give it to your caliph. So it's not called Hamesi Eloi. That's what the pasuk comes to teach us. Yes. We just dashed now from Hamesi Eloi to tell us that called Davamisa. That we had a kasher by Bor, maybe a Bor was only chayv and something that has a bechera to it, maybe. Only something like a chamor. How do I know to say any animal that falls there, yechayv? So the dash of the pasuk says, "Vamesi yeloi mashma kol dvar misa." Anything that dies in the devar yichayif for. So the Gemara, how can we dash in? That's Rosha from Vamesi yeloi. We need it for Rava's Rosha. Rava says dash in something else from Vamesi yeloi. That when is the balabar chayif? Only if something falls in that when it dies the nevela, you could use the nevela. But by suli hamakdashim, you can't use the nevela. The nevela is only meant to give to a dog. You can't give a suli hamakdashim to a dog. And so, that's how we use the pasuk HaMesi Eloi. That's a kasha before we use it to say, Kol Dvar Misi Chayvon. So it must be like this. Elo Razin, this is the way we dash in by Bor. Elo Amakura, the pasuk says, Kesiv Yoshev Lebolov, Lerabba is called the Yisleh Bailam. That's how we know that anything falls into a Bor Yechayvon, even a knife. But the pasuk says, Kesiv Yoshev Lebailam. If something falls into your Bor, you should know you have to pay back money to the owner. It says, Kesiv Yoshev Lebolov. So the next extra pasuk here. So the dashing from this pasuk here tells us l'rabba is called the yisle bailam. Anything that falls into a bor that there's an owner to that object, when it breaks in the bor, the balabar has to pay. For the gemara yachi, if so, afilu kedem biyodam nami. If you said this tam ribui, that anything that's owned by something falls into the bor yichayiv, so even if a kli, even if a glass falls in, it should also be potter chayiv, and even if a man falls in. And this Gemara says, no, that's not a kasha. Oh, makro, this we have a favorite shemutin. The Torah says clearly, v'nofal shama shor oy chamor. This we dash in shor v'lo yodim. Only an animal and not a man. Chamor v'lo kalim. If kalim fall into a bar, that's the exerus of custom, you put there on kalim. Fred Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, though, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the komar b'lu le kalim. He says, no, it says shor oy chamor. Oy tells us even kalim is also chayim. So then, bish leim shor m'mayit le yodim. I understand why the Torah has to say the word shor. It teaches us only if a shor falls into a bor and not another. Ela chamor manamayte. Why does the Torah have to say an extra word, chamor? It just should have said for nofal shama shor. Then I would have no miyat for kalim, and I don't need a rebu for kalim. So why does it say the word chamor? According to the Rabbanan, it's good, it has to say shor ay chamor. Chamor teaches us that not kalim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the word oy tells us even kalim, so what do I need the word chamor for then in the Torah? Elo Amarov, Rava says like this, Chamor Debol Rav Yehuda, Enechnaim Mistakel Gut Kasha, that according to Rav Yehuda Shita, in the Pasha of Bor, when the Torah says the word Chamor, or else V'seh Di'aved L'Divri HaKoyim, in the Moram Ba'Metziya, in the Pasha of Ashavas Aveda, also the Torah says the whole list of things, it says L'Chol Aveda Sechicha, so why does the Torah have to say Chamor V'Shor V'Seh? So even though we dash him there for chamorim from Vishor, but the word v'seh is kasha. So kasha taka, why does the Torah have to say this extra word? In other words, taka to kasha is like an extra word. Kids, we have two places that we don't know how to dash in these extra words. In the Pasha of Bor, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's kasha, the word chamor is really extra there. And in the Pasha of Ashavas Aveda, when it says chamor v'shor v'seh, v'salmo, and then it says the chol aveda sechicha, it's a kasha, why do we need the word v'seh? Right, then the Mishnah says, Nofa l'toichoi shor cheresh shoyta v'kotan chayim. If a shor, we'll soon see what it means, a cheresh, a deaf and dumb, or a shoyta, foolish, or a small one, is the balabaras chayim. But the Gemara, what does it mean? My shor cheresh shoyta v'kotan. What does the Taka mean? Elaine, if you want to tell me shor shel cheresh, it means that the owner, the bal ha-shor is the cheresh. Shor shel shoyta, that the owner is a shoyta. Shor shel kotan, the owner of the shor is a kotan. For the Gemara, so Harshah shall pekeach. By mashma, only these type of shvarim that fall into the bar yichayiv. It depends how the owner is. But mashma, if the owner is a normal person, then when his shor falls into the bar, you'd be potter. The question is why? Why should he be potter? What kind of svar is that? Why should it be tamiya? Hechi patri kro. Where did we find such a ptur?
What do I care if the owner is normal? The Maisa is shor now fell into your bur, so why should you be potter? So how could the Mishnah say you only chayv if the shor is a cheresh etz v'katan and not a pikeich? So Mara says rather like this. Omer Rav Yechanan means shor shahu cheresh. It means that the shor itself is deaf and dumb. Or else shor shu shayt, you have a foolish ox. Or else shor shahu katan. Or else you have a young ox. In these cases, they fall into your bor, then you chayv. Then the diak is,